designed for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Victoria Silvstedt is our guest tonight. She'll be just a minute or two late. I know that because I got here about a minute and a half before the show began, and I saw her drive past me going the wrong direction.
Fantastic. Did you wave?
No, she sort of was in front of me, and I thought I couldn't really see. All I saw was a big blonde in an expensive car, and I thought, that must be Victoria.
Don't say big. She might be listening.
I mean, all right.
Tall.
Big, low. A lot of blonde hair. A lot of blonde hair.
Yeah.
In a lot of German car, and Big's not a bad. Oh, shut up, Anderson.
I was talking to her publicist. She's been on this show like four times, and then she did the TV show too. I think, right?
I don't remember the TV show, but I know she's done this show a few times. Yeah. Right. She's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was hoping she would turn left where she had to turn left, and she kept going straight. And Culver City's really just it's a crap maze. It's a rat maze with no cheese. Just one red arrow leading you to another crappy cul-de-sac. Yeah. So anyway, she'll find her way here, God willing, and we'll talk to her about her new movie. She's in Boat Trip and Cover Stuff magazine and all that stuff. Drew.
Tell her she's big when she gets her.
Shut up, Anderson.
Seriously. She is. She's like 6'1". She is big, right?
But see how she reacts. Girls don't like that. And that's
fine. Yeah, you can say big blonde. That's fine. Yeah, girls, I'll tell you the girls who don't like it, the ones who are actually big.
They're big.
Yeah, the ones that are super hot, where every guy in North America wants to have them.
What do they care?
They don't care what one big-tooth, brillo-headed radio host calls them.
Yeah.
Okay, now where are we, Drew?
Taking calls.
We got a war.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I was sitting at a Little League game when that all broke out, and I thought to myself...
Scoping out talent, or was it your kids?
No, my kids were playing. I thought to myself, I'm so glad I'm here at this game, and that's all. The world shrunk in on me instead of feeling more exposed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I can be more focused on the game,
right?
And more grateful to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I don't know. What do I know?
Well, Saddam has warned us. There's going to be an inferno.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that inferno may be Baghdad, though. I'm not sure what he's talking about.
No, not all right.
I love the threats. That's my favorite part.
Become so crazy, I think to myself, no, oh, jeez, whatever.
It's the, you know what it reminds me of? The threats remind me of?
Reminds me of
Manson when he's in prison.
Yes.
He's got a bunch of guys around him, and he's about 5'2", and weighs about 80 pounds, and he's like, I'm going to cut your throat out. I'm going to take your eyes. And it's like, really? Hey. Back in the pen, squirrel.
Back in the cage, yeah.
Yeah.
It also reminds me of, it remember Monty Python movie, I think it was the Holy Grail, when they have the knights that, come on, my fight me. And they cut him down, they cut his arms off, cut his legs off. He's like, yes, come on, bring it on.
He wants more.
Yeah, more.
Yeah, I know. There's always some tier reference. And it's usually, you know, will be, I think the mothers and the wives and the daughters are going to be crying. Blood will be pouring from their eyes instead of tears. So it's like just some sort of retarded, half-thought-out, drunken threat that never seems to actually work. Meanwhile, they're using, you know, vintage 60s Soviet MiGs, you know, and we're just kicking the ass out of them.
I feel really bad for the Iraqi people. I hope we can get them out
I do,
of this.
Too. But you know what? I feel worse for them having this a-hole in charge for all these years. And as I said to Drew last night off the air, Saddam Hussein deserves to die. He needs to die just on a cosmic level. Forget about politics.
Just for what he's done to his own people.
Yeah, just for his karmic track record.
Yeah.
All the torturing, all the poisoning, all the dipping in acid. He needs to go down just like any horrible human being, whether it's Ted Bundy or Hitler, needs to go down. Yeah. Everybody who does horrible stuff needs to be put down. That's my sort of cosmic justice feeling.
That's a reasonable position.
He needs a bullet in his head for all the hundreds and thousands of bullets he's put in other people's heads. I mean, he's way overdue. Mm. And the Iraqi people, really, I know they're going to celebrate just like Just like those monkeys and guards celebrated when the witch was dead in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Evelyn, who's 17. Evelyn?
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know where to start. I have a question. I don't know if I should tell my dad about something that's been going on.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad has these two brothers. I guess they're my uncles, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't see them often, but when I do, they make me feel really uncomfortable.
How old are they?
Huh?
How old are they?
They're in their 40s.
Okay. And what do they do to you?
Well, they're not like a shake hand kind of people. They're more like wanting to hug me, like squeeze. Like,
come in and give me a hug.
and they make you uncomfortable with that physical closeness?
No, I'm not. And they make comments like, you look so grown up, and they'll like smirk and look.
Hold on. They make you uncomfortable with that physical closeness?
Somebody else got to her way before. Did somebody abuse you or something growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened? You understand, when you've been abused, particularly like sexually abused, every interaction becomes another re-victimization.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this before.
Whether it's with a victimizer or not?
Whether it's with a victimizer or not, you experience it. Remember the last night we had that rape call where the girl was not really raped?
Oh, when don't we get a rape call, Drew?
I understand. But this is you feeling victimized by people that are not maybe being respectful of boundaries with you or certainly not being sensitive or attuned to how you're feeling. But I don't think you could call them being abusive just yet. They're just not really paying attention. Now, if you have sort of a vibe that they could become abusive, that's pretty serious. I mean, you ought to pay attention to that. But I don't know that you need to start telling your dad that his brothers are abusing you and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, but there's also this thing where it was Christmas, and I stayed over at my grandma's house, and they apparently stayed over at our house with my dad because he had to work the next day. And when I got home, my underwear was out and my black underwear, and it looked like somebody ejaculated on it.
Oh. Well,
it was really gross.
Well, that could have been old Saint Nick spilling a little of the milk you left out next to the cookies the night before.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, here we go.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. Victoria Silfset has just stepped into the studio. Good to see you, my dear.
Good to see you guys.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I think I saw you getting lost, by the way.
I always get lost.
You smell good, as usual.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As usual, huh?
Yeah, you always smell good.
Yeah, I have new panties on tonight.
Oh, see, that's what I like about Victoria. She knows where bread is butter. She goes right for the new panties. All right, now let's just wrap it up with Evelyn. We'll get to Victoria. But Evelyn, who abused you in the first place?
I was 8. It was like a distant relative from my dad's side of family. I think it was like his uncle or something.
How old were you?
8.
So your family has a sort of history of being screwy this way?
His side, yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So you have every reason at least to be sort of on alert around these guys. Just stay away from them. Don't go. Don't ever be alone with them. The uncles are acting weird around her.
Oh.
And just, you know, I realize that you may be excessively sensitive to this stuff, but that's good. You're staying away from these guys.
And how much time do you need to spend with these guys?
I don't see them often. It's just when I do, like...
Just don't ever be alone with them. Don't ever be alone with them.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, like, growing afraid because my dad's Hispanic, and I'm, like, growing afraid of, like, every Mexican person I
come across. Yeah, well, that's a decent impulse. All right, but stay away from these two, all right?
Okay.
All right. Listen, you could do worse. That's all I'm saying. Got to stay alert. Victoria Selfstead is here. Victoria has she's on the cover of Stuff magazine. Wow, that is a great looking picture.
You like?
Yeah, I'd like to stuff that picture. Speaking of stuff, that is wonderful.
You can stuff it anytime, baby.
Yeah, Victoria. You're not attracted to me at all, are you, Victoria?
You're cute.
A little bit.
You got
a little
something
going on.
You know, you got something that women like.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's right.
I don't know what, but
what's that, money?
Something.
Yeah. Victoria is going to be featured in Boat Trip, which is coming out. Is that coming out this Friday?
Yeah. Good timing, huh?
Yeah, perfect timing.
Perfect.
And I remember talking to Victoria about being Miss Sweden and about...
Remember, we heard all about her childhood.
I
was here years ago.
Yeah,
I remember
a couple
that.
Times.
It was kind of deep. You were digging real deep there.
Yeah, here we go again.
Well, I remember
from pick up
this.
Where we left off.
Victoria has like some hot sisters, and they used to run around naked.
No, they run around this little town.
Don't ruin it.
Are you remembering?
Yeah, they run around a little town naked.
And the dad was insane. Remember, he was very upset. You know,
very
nervous,
strict,
and
very. Yeah. Like,
where are your hot sisters? Have they come out here yet?
She's still over in Sweden, and I invited her over though. She hasn't been over yet to visit, but
really?
We can arrange that.
She's not. She got to look about the same as you, right?
Kind of, yeah. I'm a little more curvy than her. Maybe that's why I'm in LA. I don't know.
She's tall, though, like you?
She's
got those
tall,
clothes?
Blonde, blue-eyed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's like the sweet one in the family. I'm
really?
Like the bad girl.
You're the naughty one?
Yeah, I'm the naughty bad girl. You know, like... People like sister and brothers and sisters and stuff like that, they never really are alike. People are like, oh my God, you have a sister, and then they meet her, it's like, oh my gosh, she's so different. You know, like,
what does she do? What does she do in Sweden?
She works.
Victoria's
at
lost her accent too, you notice that?
Really? No.
Yeah, because compared to before, yeah.
No, it's there. I
it's
had a
there,
glass of wine at dinner, and I'm like, oh. I even got lost on the way. I was like calling.
Oh, baby, I'll see you home. So now. Yeah, what does your sister do over there in Sweden?
She works at a private bank, and she has a normal, quiet life, and, you know, she leads a very
what was,
different
is there
lifestyle.
Anything different in your upbringing? She's 4 years younger? 6 years?
She's actually 2 years older than me, but I've always been, like, the leader. Even though I'm younger, I've always been the most
anything
mature,
different than the experiences
always.
You had growing up, or...?
We were both pretty wild and rebellious as teenagers because our fathers were very strict.
Did he hit you guys or anything? Was that
no,
kind of
I'm not kidding, but he's just very strict. We had to like sneak
True,
out.
You're killing my chub. No,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he wants to get into like really. Yeah, we got spanked every night.
Was he like religious? Very religiously?
No,
overtone,
they don't have religion over there.
Not in Sweden, you're right.
We're not very religious.
They're
he's just very
atheist.
Yeah, he was running in around naked while he was giving me the orders.
And your mom was around always.
I'm more like my mom, I think. She's very open-minded, easygoing. Support me. Where my dad is like...
She supports him. They're quite dead.
Well, find out something. Relax.
See, eventually, someone's going to get breast cancer, and then it's going to be a bummer.
And you won't be able to jack off tonight? What's the problem?
Well, thank God I took care of that. I gave a preemptive strike.
Wait, let me see the pages. If
what
you can
did
open
do it?
Them
oh,
or not.
Don't do that.
No, I didn't use this one.
You need the hardcore stuff. Huh?
I'll be using this when I get home. No, I just didn't have access to it.
That's like a foreplay. Then you go to the hardcore stuff.
Yeah, but then right at the end, right back to this real fast. You see what I'm saying? That's where I finish.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Drew knows what I mean. You guys know what I'm talking about. You start off with the softer stuff, like the stuff or the Maxim magazine, maybe Playboy.
It's all foreplay.
Then you slide over the harder stuff for the crescendo, but then right before the fireworks,
you
slide
right
back over to the softer core stuff.
Sounds
Pow.
Like your sex life is really happening.
Yeah, it's moving, baby.
That's the real thing for him.
All right, well, let me ask a couple of good questions here. Like, for instance, Victoria has two gold records.
Ooh,
I did not know that.
Figure. Yeah, what? In Sweden. Yeah.
What?
It's a huge difference between having a gold record in America. In Sweden, it's 8 million people.
So you sold 14 records and you went,
exactly.
You
went gold.
Well, what do you
Sweden
has
8 million people?
Yeah.
Do you have any aspirations?
Do you feel sorry for me or something?
No, I didn't
you
know
look
Sweden,
at me like,
I didn't know,
oh.
I didn't know Sweden has only 8 million people?
8 million. It's only, we're very few Swedes to be nice to us.
That's incredible. I would have thought like 50 million.
Yeah, who the hell? I never even thought about it. I just, the fact that Victoria was Miss Sweden, it's just like a novelty title. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
right.
You're going to get set up on a blind date.
Yeah, that I can use and get away with a lot of things. Yeah.
So you came, well, and we take all the hot ones out of Sweden, too. We bring them, we export them into this country. How old were you when you came over here?
I was 20, 21.
And did you want to come over here, or was it just with the Miss World competition and all that kind of stuff?
I was living in Paris and doing modeling, and someone saw me from Playboy, and they're like, well, we want to fly you over for a test shoot. And I'm like, all right, I'll come over. And then I never went back. They just kept me here.
And so what's going on now? I mean, is it you want to start just keep doing features, or you keep modeling, or I mean, if you had your druthers career wise, what would you do?
Well, I still model, a lot today, mm-hmm. and acting for me is more. I mean, every movie that I've done so far, it's obviously been very typecast.
Right.
And for me, it's like been given to me literally. It's not like I've gone out, you know, gone out
right.
and like fought for a role.
Like she's
like
you, she doesn't do it. Doesn't do. Yeah. Well, they
doesn't go out and
audition.
No auditions.
No, I do auditions. You know, I do that. I've done a couple of independent movies where it's been a little bit more creative than Inga. So
right. Inga.
Yeah. Well, I've been always playing Inga, which
sure.
is fine. You know, I enjoy playing Inga.
The 26 times she's played Inga.
Exactly. So I mean, I don't mind doing that. It's been a lot of fun, but you know.
Right.
Enough of Inga already. You know,
well,
if I want to keep on doing acting, it's got to be a little more.
Well, do you want to? You want to start getting into more challenging roles?
Hey, why not? Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
And what about any more like Playboy modeling or videos or any of that stuff? You doing any more of that stuff?
I don't know. I haven't done it ever since I was Playmate of the Year in '97. And you don't really have to do it again because they keep on using the same images over and over. I was just on a cover of another Playboy-ish magazine. Whatever,
yeah, you're like you're just
recently.
Perpetually 20 years
and,
old.
But I was just, it was funny. I got a phone call yesterday from the mansion. It's like, well, we just want to invite you to Hugh Hefner's 77th birthday party on April 5th.
He's almost 80.
Can you believe it? His 77th birthday is coming up. I'm like, whoa. I almost feel like I got to go to this one. It might be the last, you know? That's how I feel.
That'd be nice.
So,
put
you know,
that down in a card.
No,
bring
no.
It over.
I felt I had to attend.
See you in hell.
No, but I mean, I still go to the parties and stuff, and I love, you know, I love the whole Playboy family and whatnot. But,
anything weird or creepy over there that we need to know about?
Well, there's always something
James
creepy.
Caan ever hit on you? Any weird lechy guys hanging around? Don Adams,
you know,
ever hit on
I'm
you?
You know, when I'm there, I don't,
Don
you
Adams.
Know, I don't see the difference between
does he really?
Yeah.
James Caan and Jack Nicholson. You know, when you're there, you're just partying and, you know, mm-hmm. you're kind of in
what's
the
up?
World.
You engaged? What's going on? I'm looking for you. You married?
Uh-huh.
What's happening? Who are you
yeah,
seeing?
Yeah, I'm married.
Are you married?
Yes.
Who are you married to?
You don't know? I wasn't married last time, huh?
I don't know.
Oh, wow, no.
Well, last time I spoke to you, you were dating a guy who was like an entertainment reporter or something
yeah.
like that. Did you get married to him?
Same guy.
You got married to him?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, we're doing.
What's he doing?
We're doing good.
What's
he's
his name?
He's doing sports. He's a sportscaster now.
What's his name? Do I know him?
Chris
what?
Chris Raggy. Does he ring a bell? He's like,
I'm trying to think where he's doing sports.
He's doing local sports and then for NBC affiliate, and then he does national sports in the weekends.
Yeah, too good
NBC.
For him. Too good.
Yeah?
Way too
should
good.
I tell him that?
Yeah,
maybe
go
I'm
ahead.
Too good for you.
He knows it.
No.
He's fine with that.
He keeps me down. He keeps me grounded. It's
really?
Good, you know, because I can easily get carried away here in LA, you know. So
yeah.
It's nice to have someone there to
yeah.
kind of
well,
bring
what's it like? Like, as a guy, if you're a guy and you got a bunch of... Like, you got a bunch of celebrity guys trying to hit on you all the time, right? Right?
It have happened, yeah.
I mean, see, as a guy, if you had a bunch of hot celebrity chicks hitting on you all the time and you're married, it'd be tough. It'd be very tough. Now, Drew doesn't want to say anything because his wife's listening, but as a guy, this would be difficult. As a woman, it's probably marginally easier.
They don't have the drive going the same way.
Yeah, I'm saying if they flip this thing around... and you were married, and you're just married to a quasi-celebrity, but sort of a regular guy, and you're going out, and you're having all these sort of famous females. Julia Roberts is hitting on you. It'd be hard. It'd be hard
guy,
not
though.
To do it.
It
that's
is
right.
But I'll tell
it
you
is.
Something.
When, quiet. Well,
but listen, you don't factor this part in because you've not been here yet. When you are the head of a family...
Factor.
When you're,
how about factor?
Hey.
Yes, have to
Dickweed.
Factor that part in.
If you have a family, it's you're responsible for the well-being of a lot of people.
What's wrong?
And you and your wife have established a life that you'd be attacking.
You can't bang. You cannot bang Julia Roberts one time.
Not once. Not even once.
You
not even
tease.
BJ. What about
teasing
a BJ?
Teasing is fun.
Yes, yeah, so you can flirt
and teasing fine, but
yeah,
you know
right.
and.
And oral.
You know.
And oral.
You're pushing it.
All right.
But no, you know, it's...
Mm-hmm.
I don't really...
Yeah. So you've been married for a few years when going
yeah,
good?
Yeah, 3 years
three
now.
3 years? Mm-hmm. You guys...
It's good, though.
What do you guys
know?
Talk about? How hot you are and how lucky he is? Is that really...
Barely.
That's the whole conversation.
I'm the lucky one in this one. We're turning around. I'm the lucky one.
I picture him like driving up the coast and him going, man, am I lucky? And Victoria's like, yeah, I'm hot. Man, I'm lucky.
Oh, stop.
That should just be the conversation.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Yeah, because you know what? You're not just some dizzy blonde. You're substantial.
You're very substantial.
You're from somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm out there.
That makes you smart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Right, Drew? From Sweden.
I'm just trying to follow
she
you.
She speaks out. A couple languages. You got to be smart.
I'm getting offended. I just imagine how she feels.
What did? Oh, she loves me. What
we're
did
on
you
the
do?
Same page here.
What
know?
Was I mean, your talent in the Miss World competition or Miss
Sweden?
Didn't,
we didn't in Miss World and nope. in the Miss Sweden pie. We don't have to have a talent.
Smart.
Very smart.
No talent is your talent.
Exactly. You just have to answer the questions the right way and. Mm-hmm. You know, do the right walk and talk, and that's all.
Perfect.
It's a non-brainer.
All right. How tall are you? Then we're going back to the phones.
Almost 6 feet.
Almost
and,
6 foot.
I'm always wearing, like,
always wearing
shoes.
The boots. Nice and tan. Nice and tan. All right. Any tan lines?
Uh-huh. Thong.
Okay. All right.
That's
all right.
it. So okay. now you got that.
All right. At some point, we'll get a quick look at that. Uh-huh. Just at some point.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's hop back to the phones and speak to Mark, who's 29.
Hey, what's up, Adam?
What's going on?
Hey, I had a question. I had a debate with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And the debate is, can you lose sperm count if you masturbate over an extended period of time?
What do you mean over extended period of time?
Like for 10 years.
Like
how
10
often?
Times a day?
Yeah, how often?
Well, I mean, like on the average 3 times a week.
Three times a
no,
week.
No, that's that actually may raise your sperm count. There's a point at which
testosterone.
Yeah, it gets your testosterone up. But if you are sort of constantly cleaning the pipes, then you can drop it down a little bit. But probably not enough to affect fertility.
But Drew, what if you're trying to get someone pregnant? What should you do?
You should
not.
Hold, yeah,
not
hold off for 2 or 3 days and then
2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
But it's you don't have to give it up altogether.
It's better if you wait a week. It's better.
Oh.
Yeah.
A week?
Sorry, Adam.
But you're talking about a five-day working week, right? You're not talking about 7 days.
A weekend. Did I say a week?
Yeah, I think he said a week.
Yeah, I was, I think.
You're not talking about 7 days.
Yeah.
You're talking about 5 days?
All right, five, man. I don't want to traumatize you tonight. 5 days, okay.
What about like a week that's coming off a long weekend, like Labor Day?
That's the week I'm talking about.
Which just
about.
Starts on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
So 4 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
The week after New Year. Yeah.
I can handle that. Victoria Silvstedt is our guest tonight. She is coming up. In Boat Trip, the new Cuba Gooding Jr. Movie, which is coming out this Friday. We'll take a little break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Victoria Silvstedt is in here tonight. Big, beautiful, Swedish drink of water. All right, Anderson, turn her mic on. I know it only happens one out of every two guests.
What did he do?
There's
oh,
a reason
there I
for
am.
It.
There's a reason for it. How come there's not a reason for it on other radio shows?
Because they only have one person on the air.
Oh. All right, here we go. Keep going. Adam, don't get derailed here.
Right. I like how you slipped in big, too. That was cute.
All right. All right, Anderson, please, you're 0 for 5 tonight. Now quiet down over there. Now, where was I? The show is so manning to me. Oh, yeah. Here's what I want to say about Victoria.
Mm.
And Drew will back me up on this. There's a lot of celebrity women and women that get featured in these men's magazines, you know, details and stuff and all that kind of stuff. They look real good. And then you see them in real life, and they're a little small and sort of unimpressive. They sort of remind you of like a teenage boy in the seventh grade, you know? Sort of a little flat-chested, rolled shoulders, and 5'3". I mean, they're like, you know, you see these people in real life.
A lot of guys like that.
No, they don't. They like you.
No, there's me.
No. No, there's a lot of women who are, you know, they're attractive women, you know, like this sort of Sarah Michelle Gellar kind of thing. And according to these magazines, they all just get sort of lumped in together. But in real life, there's definitely a difference between 6 foot and boobs over here and hair over there and ass right in between.
Ass.
And that sort of, you know, that sort of wafy, sort of diminutive 5'3 chick with the rolled shoulders. Am I right, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are you trying to say with this? That
I'm saying you're the real deal. Like, like there's a lot of these celebrity chicks.
I'm just a big girl, you know. There's a lot of tall, big,
a lot of these so-called almost these sex symbols are almost pinup girls. You see them in real life, and you go, I went to high school with chicks that look like that, but I didn't go to high school with chicks that look like you.
No.
No, really? I would have never left.
I'm supposed to be the girl next door, left. You know.
I would still be in high school.
Playmates are like the girl next door, so.
Yeah, listen, you might tell you the girl next door is that January and February and March and April. Everyone's the girl next door. Please, next door to who? Next door to the Playboy Mansion, that's right. All right, where are we?
Thank you.
Yeah, well, my pleasure, baby doll.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and all the sploozers outside wanting to get the... autographs from Victoria and the magazines.
The other one was a guy outside my hotel that drove down from San Francisco, and he said he saw me on the website. Yeah. I was going to be here last Monday, and he said, I drove all the way down to see you, get your autograph. So I now have to come all the way down again. I was like, I'm sorry, what do you want, a BJ?
Yeah. Oh,
almost felt bad for him.
Part spaz, all loser. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk to a
Splooser.
Splooser. That's my new word. Veronica. Veronica. All right. Let's talk speak to Kara, who's 19. Kara?
Hello?
What's up?
I actually have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Well, for everybody. I started having sex about 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got this actually the last month or like 3 weeks, but every time, like during sex or at the end of sex, I get this huge cramping in my stomach that it's almost like I get hot flashes.
After what period of time has that happened?
I would say in a minimum of 5 minutes.
And no matter what position you guys are in?
Sometimes it's just, you know.
No matter what, basically.
Yeah.
And do you have any history of infections or anything like that?
No, this is my first time having sex.
Okay. Have you ever had a pelvic exam?
Yeah, it was because I had to go on the pill. Like, I was on the pill at least almost like 5 months before this, and I had an exam and all that stuff. And
so it's been about 8 months since you've had an exam.
Yeah, I would say.
All right. So it's time to do that again. Possibly you got an infection.
Is that what the cramps are?
Could be. Doesn't have to be an STD. Possible you have an ovarian cyst. Possible you have endometriosis. Possible you have nothing. And this is just sort of something you have to sort of maneuver yourself so he doesn't sort of get into the depths where he can generate that kind of visceral discomfort.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to kind of be attentive to what he's doing here.
Why were you on the pill for 7 months before you started having sex?
Because I wanted to wait like almost a full year with dating him before I did this.
Okay.
And I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to make a stupid mistake.
Anything we should know about him?
Yeah. I think I'm his 9th person.
But is he
hold
overly...
Hold on a second, we got to talk. She's a little caught up in the numbers. Like she's reiterated a few times, this is my first.
His 9th.
Like anything
his
we need to know about him? Is his 9th?
Yeah.
He didn't come close to asking how many guests. She was on the pill for a long time, sort of worried. She's worried that, you know, he was going to screw her over.
Yeah, I'm getting what you're saying. She's 19, very anxious about
being
sexual.
She's not old, but she doesn't want to get screwed over. I'm just wondering
Are you anxious about being sexually active?
No, I didn't want to at all, that's why. But I just wanted to make sure because I have so many friends in high school, you know, they get pregnant, and I'm just paranoid.
Okay. You're paranoid about pregnancy then, not just about being sexually active.
Yeah.
All right. Did you ever get screwed over by a guy?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Dad?
It was about a year ago. He cheated on me with my best friend.
Mm. Where's your dad? Is he around?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not sort of an asshole himself?
Occasionally.
Yeah, when did your dad rape you?
We're wondering why you'd pick to be with an asshole, you know, and that usually comes from dad.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah.
Probably. Mm. He's not. I mean, he's a really good dad, but I think sometimes he buys my love.
He buys your love?
Interesting.
I wish my dad would have tried that.
Literally, you know, like he's got my love because he's a good guy. You know, he does.
But he's unavailable. He's unavailable.
Yeah,
you're saying.
I guess.
Yeah, and unavailability is what cheating guys do.
Yeah.
Guys are not really invested in the relationship. But listen, it's all right, Carl. Get a pelvic exam.
Listen, all you people, he's trying to buy my love. That's a saint.
I know, just because you would have got nothing in that department, you think that's such a great thing for a dad to do. But the fact is,
the emotional investment wasn't there, and she feels it. All right, fine, 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 fine.
That wasn't what she was calling love. About. Son of a bitch.
Oh, here we go.
All right, all right. She's fine. She's got a little energy.
Yep, yep, yep.
All right.
Just get a pelvic exam.
Did you, your dad didn't try buy your love, did he?
Victoria? No.
Did your parents have money growing up?
No. Everybody in Sweden is pretty equal, you know. It's
socialist.
Kind of, yeah.
Is it socialist?
Oh, yeah.
We're fine, that's, you know. Everybody has a little house and a little car, but it's nothing.
Yeah. But as I remember, you described it as a little town, like a little alpine
very
town.
Little town, and...
I mean, I just imagine this little...
But big people, little town, but huge people.
Huge people?
Walking around in his little house, in the Volvos. It's very cute.
Skiing and everything.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I know for a fact that in Sweden, where I grew up, I mean, people start having sex really, really early.
Yeah.
Like 12, 11, 12.
They're, I mean, big people, though.
Because they mature early.
No,
I don't know.
Still 12.
I like
but
to
the
go
people
there.
Don't really talk about it, like, you
I
know.
I thought the parents are sort of okay with it.
But they don't know. Or maybe they know, but they don't want to know.
I heard that around 17, 18, they're sort of, okay, it's time.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, but I know we're like 12, 13 is very, very common. I mean, I'm sure
very
not.
Very common or?
Well, in my...
Hold on. Let me talk to Drew.
Yeah.
Victoria must have lost about 12 and
no,
a half.
No, I'm not
11
saying,
and a half.
I'm
got it.
11
and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going
general.
A little lower.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to her. I think she's getting suspicious.
No.
What's that, dear?
Nothing.
Something about Sweden again?
No, I'm just saying.
Big people, little houses.
I like
yeah,
that.
No, I'm just saying it's, I think... In general, we start earlier there to have sex.
Yeah.
Adam over here. So.
In general, that's all. That's what I'm trying to
hold
say.
Hold on a second.
Nothing
yeah.
more.
Go ahead.
You can ask her about that. 11 and a half.
No, I'd say 12. I'd say 12.
Well, the guy,
come
the guy
on.
Must
are you good
19.
Betting?
Guy
come on, guy.
19, so check it out.
No.
All right, cut it out.
All right. Sweden has always been known as a sort of sexually liberated.
I think God only knows, though, that they are probably still under the same veil of the 70s that we had. You know what I mean? They're still trying to recover from that
BS. Yeah, it's just a little slow.
Yeah.
It takes time over there, you know.
Yeah. Is that you guys big into IKEA over there? You got IKEA over there?
Yeah.
All right. I got bookshelves you put together with
IKEA.
Alan.
We like to fipple with things.
That's Swedish, right?
Plumbers.
Isn't IKEA?
IKEA is very Swedish, yeah.
Is it Swedish?
Uh-huh.
Come on, Drew, get
I mean,
hip.
That's all we have there. I mean, all our furniture is IKEA.
No, I understand it's that kind of thing, but I always thought IKEA was like... Korean made
no,
the look.
It started there, and then and it's very, very popular.
All right, but how often do you get back to Sweden?
About twice a year.
Twice a year?
Uh-huh.
Your mom's still around?
Mm-hmm. Mom, dad, my brother, my son. Yeah, they've been married for 35 years.
What's your brother do?
He's in high school.
Lumberjack.
Oh, really?
He's a professional golfer. He's
what?
He's number two in Sweden in golf in his age bracket.
Really?
And he's 14.
Man.
14.
He's got a handicap one. He's going to be like the next Tiger Woods. That's in his mind. But
what's all what's the huge age gap here? Was he an accident or?
Was it an accident? I don't know. I think you know, we were too much trouble. Two girls too close to each other when we're out of the house, and you know,
they got busy again.
Yeah, they
didn't
got
have
busy
the whole time. The girls had no sex.
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh,
you're really curious about
this. This is what we ended up with last time. I was like, oh my god, her dad.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember that.
This is what we left last time. Oh, God, that poor guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, as a dad, you want your kids, as any parent, you want your kids to be healthy and sort of symmetrical and attractive, but let's not overdo it. I'd like my daughter to be sort of decent looking, but with a hook nose or a big ass or something that's going to slow down the boys just a little bit. You know what I mean? Maybe really bad skin all through high school.
Like, that's why he wanted us both to be boys. You know, he brought us up like guys, you know, like part of the Swedish ski team and training.
Swedish ski team.
Yeah, it was age 3, he pushed me out on the slopes. Okay, we must train, you know. It's like
he spoke to you in English?
Well, yeah, but I'm just making fun of his voice there. But he's like a dictator, you know, and
so
he wanted us to be little boys.
You're good.
Finally,
skier?
Got his
son,
little son, and now it's all about golf.
Did your dad suffer with?
God, he must have suffered. Yeah.
You a good skier now?
He lost all his hair very quickly.
Huh? You a good skier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I competed professionally for 12 years.
12 years?
Swedish ski team.
Swedish ski team.
Huh?
It just sounds like a beer poster, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Miller presents the Swedish
nude skiing, right?
Ski team. It's chicks in bikinis, you know. Just drunken guys with an 80 IQ can beat off to the poster.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's take a little break. Victoria Silvstedt is here. She's in Boat Trip, a new movie coming out this Friday. And very wide release. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Love, Drew. Please, with the chanting with the guests when the show starts. Jesus Christ. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Victoria Silvstedt is in here tonight. Victoria's in Boat Trip, and it's coming out this Friday. Also on the cover of Stuff Magazine.
Also, and we just had a big discussion about you out in the control room. That Vicodin suited you.
Oh, yeah.
Either that or the trauma of people drilling on your jaw.
It took the life out of me.
You were universally acclaimed as a delight last week.
Yeah.
You were on Vicodin all week?
No, I wasn't. Yeah. Wasn't on Vicodin all week.
What?
No.
Where was your pain? Why did you take it?
I had a little pain in the mouth. Now the pain's in the heart.
Oh.
You pansy.
Yeah.
As long as it's not in your pants, right?
Yeah. Well, don't worry, I'll excise it later on.
Adam, you were nicer last week and also funnier.
Funnier?
Nope. Don't tell him that.
No, I'm just saying that nice equals funny, so it's okay to be nice. You don't have to be a dick to be funny.
Right. Now, Anderson over here, who now thinks he's doing news and sports on the show, started off with the big comments at the beginning of the night and now led into how it was funnier last week. See, Anderson is the most passive-aggressive person in this building.
It's actually very aggressive.
Oh, yes. Yeah, or just aggressive.
He's overtly aggressive, yeah.
All right, so listen, I'm not taking source from Anderson the engineer, so quiet down over there. And Drew, I'm only riding you when you do your unlike. Drew likes to engage the guests in conversation right before we come back from commercial break, so the guest is halfway into a conversation. I have to cut off when the mic heats up. We just had multiple discussions about it, that's all.
Fair enough.
Just bringing it up.
I haven't done it in a long time.
You usually attempt, then I sort of weigh my hand or something. All right, so, no, I wasn't on Vicodin last week. No, it was last week I had the work done, but I never took the Vicodin before I came in here.
You were wasted in here a couple of
days. No, it was one day when I had the procedure. I was drugged up that day.
But the next day, too, you were still effective.
Well, I wasn't taking any drugs.
Really? It seemed it.
No, it was
the
just...
hangover, huh?
Yeah, it was just I had the fight taken out of me. Now I'm back to my old feisty, unfunny self, according to Anderson.
Maybe you should keep on taking it, right? Well, get him addicted over here.
We're building.
What do you got over there, Drew? You got anything?
I can score for you.
Quiet me down, funny me up. Go get the drugs. Start bringing that Vicodin in.
I'll try to keep in mind that you're a heavyweight.
Yes. Thank you. All right, so let's get to the important thing, which is this movie Boat Trip. Victoria was telling us that she is on the poster in England. And she's riding a giant banana. They know where the bread is buttered over there in England. I like
they
that.
They do, huh?
Yeah, we don't even see Cuba Gooding Jr. in a thong back when we got Victoria's Secret on a banana. Victoria's Secret. That should be your name.
Banana.
Victoria Silvstedt on a banana. I'll just start calling you Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Since I have so many secrets left, I mean.
So, you're all right with the big banana?
I was kind of shocked when I arrived in London. I was in a car, and I look up, and it was a huge poster on the London buses, me riding a banana, and I had never seen it. I didn't know about it. I'm like, I was screamed. I freaked out. Yeah. And I was like, what's up with the banana? Well, we just thought it was funny. I don't know why. It has nothing to do with the movie. It doesn't show Cuba, Roger Moore, Vivica Fox, Horatio Sands, any of the other actors.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest. It's me riding a banana.
That's the beauty of
and of course
of
I got
you.
Huge exposure in England because of that. I did all the talk shows. I mean, because who's the girl on the banana? You know.
Yeah.
But that's England for you.
Yeah, they must love you over there.
Mm.
And you're going to Russia?
I'm gonna go to Moscow to promote the movie too. I don't know what I'm gonna be riding over there.
Yeah, probably like some sort of missile. All right, let's get to the phones. Now, Victoria says she has to leave after the first hour, but here's the way I see it, Victoria. I think we have to prorate this because you showed up a little bit late tonight. Yeah, you did.
Did you? How many minutes?
That's all right. Well, here's the problem. You only showed up about 4 or 5 minutes late.
Mm, fashionably.
So we got to make that up.
Okay.
Okay. But that then gets us into the next break after the hour, which goes 20 minutes after the hour. We can't cut you loose mid-break.
Oh.
So you understand, we're going to have to keep you for one more break.
Oh, really?
It's just how the radio math works. You understand?
All right. I'm going to try to add it up. Wait.
Yeah. I'd like to cut you loose, but there's rules.
Handcuff me, baby.
Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Nick, in the car?
Unacceptable.
Are you driving?
Nick, that's really not working, I'm sorry to say.
All right. You got another call there, Drew?
It says going through a divorce, how to prevent 9-year-old daughter from having problems. Very simple. Two sort of simple rules is one, do not get her involved in the chaos of your relationship. Do not have anybody splitting her one against the other. It's better now again? Well, I'll answer it. And stay very, very close to her. Try to maintain the kind of relationships that you've had when you're in a family unit. Try to keep things as close to that as they were before you guys split up. And then get your daughter a therapist so she can talk with somebody away from the family about how she's feeling.
All right. She didn't necessarily need a therapist, does she?
He wants to know how to prevent 9-year-old from having problems. That's one thing, too.
Sarah?
Yes?
You're 21?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I was wondering, why do you guys have nipples if they don't lactate?
We've discussed this before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't
all mammals.
All mammals have nipples?
Yeah.
Okay.
So male and other species have nipples?
Yeah.
But male, we talked about
chimpanzees.
Dolphins. Someone said they had them.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Whales?
All right.
And also a friend of mine was wondering about male birth control.
It's coming.
Pills.
It's coming. It's going to be out soon.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be out soon.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, what do you care?
Are
they
going to gain weight,
kids?
Too, and get moody? I hope. Turn it around.
All right, it's coming.
Effects, huh?
Victoria, when are you going to have kids?
I'm working on growing up myself first, and then we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a few more years, probably.
Yeah, go ride that banana for as long as it goes. No, I mean, the proverbial banana. Nicole? Nicole?
Yes?
What's up?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, you're 16.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say that y'all are great, and I appreciate y'all so much for what you do.
Thanks.
And I don't think y'all get enough credit.
Well,
that's nice.
Thank you. Now, what's up?
Well, my question is, I want to have kids when I get older, but, like, my mom, she does hit me, and I have younger siblings, and, like, I've seen the way that she treats me, like, I treat them the same way, and I'm just scared that if I have kids, I'll do the same to them.
Well, why do you go ahead and treat your sisters like that when you know how miserable that is?
Well, I haven't done it in a while. I don't really see them anymore, but... Well,
why don't you see your siblings anymore?
Well, I kind of live, like, in my own apartment thing in
You're
the house.
Sick in the house?
Well, it's, like, part of the house, but it's separated from the house, and, yeah. So
far
I
enough that you don't, that you, at age 16, you don't see your family?
Yeah, not as much. I don't know. Well, like...
All right, hold on there. What's going on? You live in, like, the garage or, like, a room above the garage that's 30
yeah.
feet from the house, so you don't see
you don't
your
have
sisters
meals
anymore?
Yeah.
Well, we have, like, a family dinner, like, once a month, and I see them then, and...
Wacky. This is wacky.
Wait a minute. I don't understand what you're talking about. How would you guys live on a huge farm or something?
No, we just have, like...
How big is your house?
It's pretty big. It's, like, a three-story, and it's, like, 7,800 square
Ew.
Feet. It's pretty big.
It's a big house.
Yeah.
All right, so you live in a big house, and you moved off to, like, your own wing somewhere.
Yeah.
How old are your siblings?
I have a younger brother. He's 13, and my two younger sisters are 7 and 10.
Okay, so
but, like, when I did treat them that way, like, I used to take care of them a lot when I was younger.
Right.
And that's when my mom's hitting me was the worst, was back then.
Where's your dad? What's your dad doing?
He's here, but he's not really.
All right, listen, Nicole. Here's your basic strategy.
Where's my bourbon?
You're aware that you're become an abuser because of the abuse that you've been subject to. Okay,
yeah.
So that's the most important thing in terms of initiating change is being aware, deciding you don't want to do it, and learning to contain that when you have those impulses. Then you need to learn a strategy for helping deal with kids when the time comes that you are taking care of young kids. You're going to have to maybe even get some parenting classes or read a lot of books or maybe get some help with this professionally. But be that as it may, you're going to have to find strategies that do in fact work so you don't get so upset and overcome to the point that you feel sort of overwhelmed and fall back on those old strategies of abuse.
But you're 16. You shouldn't be having kids for a good 10 years.
Yes,
so that gives you 10 years to work on this, all right?
Yeah.
All right. It's never satisfying moment in this show. Yeah.
It's like, meow.
Yeah.
Scratch me more. Meow.
Oh, I love how a girl does the cat thing.
Meow.
Do you do a purr? Do you do a purr?
Yeah.
You know,
and I always leave scratch marks, too.
You do? You do? You use those nails, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's evidence. We have to do something about that. Mm. Put oven mittens on you or something like that. All right, let's take a little break. Victoria Shelfstead is our guest tonight. She's going to stay here one more break.
Oh,
because,
yes.
Because she's
been having too much fun with you.
Having too much fun.
Yeah.
She hasn't shown me her thong back a tan line yet. And
what we're waiting for.
That's what we're waiting for. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Victoria Selfstead is in here tonight. She's in a boat trip coming out this Friday and on the cover of Stuff Magazine. And I fear the honeymoon may be over for us,
uh-oh,
Drew.
What happened?
She doesn't like smoked almonds.
So. It stinks.
That is a deal breaker.
That's not very attractive. Attractive guys like you sitting here eating smoked almonds.
Well,
anyway.
Well, what would
Adam
be an attractive snack?
Almonds.
Like Funyuns or Doritos? What's a more dignified snack for
something
a man of Drew's
stature?
Cashews?
Yeah, something more.
You don't like smoked almonds, huh?
Popcorn?
I don't like smoked, period.
You don't like smoked, period?
No.
Well, Swedish smoke everything. Smoke
yeah,
fish.
Yeah, that's why
smoke.
I hate it. I'm sick of all the smoked herring.
So we don't get any of that here.
Fed when I grew up.
Smoked
we don't
herring.
Get that.
It's disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Little note, start feeding wife smoked herring.
Punishment.
No. That'll be for me. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, everything you eat over there. What's the weather like over there in Sweden?
Where I grew up,
yeah.
north Sweden, close to the Arctic Circle, by the way. So if you can imagine the Arctic Circle, the winter time, it's about 3 hours of daylight.
Uh-huh.
And it's cold.
It's cold.
That's all I can say. It's cold.
Really?
And I don't know. I look back, I'm like, how did I survive there for 19 years? I don't, you know, I look back in my teenage years, and it's almost like a blackout. I can't really remember.
What was
it? It's like a black hole. So
Adam,
dark.
Blackout.
No. Someone's feeding the roofies the whole time.
I mean, darkness.
So what did you do? You went to Swedish high school and...
No. She did not go to Swedish high school.
I could have went to boarding school somewhere out of town or something.
No. Not in Sweden, though.
Yeah.
No,
could
I
have done
to...
that. It's only small country.
I did go to local high school.
You went to local high school?
Mm-hmm.
How many students in your school?
Not many.
Were you...
500?
Maybe 1,000.
Were
no,
you...
Yeah, something like
were
that.
Were you class president or a head cheerleader? What do they have?
We don't have
there?
Cheerleading there, but they do every year. They vote for the nicest girl, the sexiest girl, the sweetest girl,
there's
the hottest girl.
There's also a competition to see who can put together a bookshelf the fastest.
The IKEA award.
Yeah.
I did not win that,
did not
by the
win
way.
The coveted IKEA award?
I got the most sexy award.
Oh,
not,
you did?
Yeah. That was even before my curves popped out. You know?
Yeah. Well, those aren't real, are they?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
feel real to me.
You're rubbing them like globes. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Bouncy, bouncy.
That's smart. Very smart. Very smart.
Yeah.
All right. Where were we, Drew? Boat trip, banana.
Blackout.
Blackout.
I think it starts with B.
No, I'm just saying, all the darkness, you know, I don't know how I survived.
Yeah, well, now you're out of that.
I'm out of
hole.
That, and I feel like it's like rebirth coming out here, you know.
And you live in Texas part-time?
Mm-hmm.
Why Texas?
I like the space there, and I like the cowboys.
And what got you out there? A wretched
my husband
of yours?
Husband,
oh,
yeah.
Do you
that's
have
where
to bring
lives?
Him up all the time?
Yeah, that Drew loving that.
See, the things
face.
You do for love.
Yeah.
How'd you meet your husband?
We met out here in L.A. He was actually interviewing me. Just like we're sitting right now talking.
Guys. I love guys.
We spent a whole day together. He did a story for Entertainment Tonight. And
asked you out at the end of the thing?
No, he did not. We kind of hit it off, but we did not
But he was collecting
numbers.
The dossier. He was like, oh, so who are you dating with?
No,
oh,
but we bumped into each other like three times the same week in odd places.
Right, because
so.
He's hiding in the bushes. Yes. In condo.
Oh, my God.
Well, he didn't tell me that, but who knows? No.
Kept bumping into each other.
I was stalking him. I was following him around.
No.
Drew, calm down over there.
We know guys. We know men, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Now, he was doing the interview and asking all sorts of questions, wanting to know what your status was. Yeah. You seeing anybody right now? Oh, that's a single. I can't believe someone like you is single.
But he didn't get as personal as you guys, though.
He's smart. Well, he knew he'd get another shot.
Mm-hmm.
He followed you around. This may be it for us. You go off to the Soviet Union, get on that big banana, and we're seeing
it's
again.
All over.
Patty, you're 16?
Huh?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Just recently, like 4 days ago, I met my sister's boyfriend, who's now her ex. Mm-hmm. And the day after I met him, he dumped her. And then the following day, he asked me out, and I told him yes. And then that night, she told me that he did that, and I don't know what to do.
How old's your sister?
She's 15.
You said yes before you knew that she had broken up with him?
Yeah, before he broke up with her.
You said yes before you knew about the breakup?
Yeah. Broke up with her for me the day after he met me.
I know. Well, you sound almost sort of proud of the fact that you agreed to go out with your sister's boyfriend.
No, I'm not proud. I'm confused. I don't know what to do.
Well, you already said yes.
Yeah, let me understand this. A guy that you knew to be your sister's boyfriend came up to you and asked you out.
Yeah.
And you said yes.
Yeah.
Why? Why did you say yes?
Well, because I really liked him a lot.
You weren't concerned about what it was going to do to your sister?
Well, I didn't know they were going out. At the time, and...
Well, let me ask the question again.
Oh, my God, are you stupid, yeah. baby? Because you must be hot. You've got to be hot.
A guy you knew to be your sister's boyfriend came up to you and asked you out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here, let me explain. Let me explain what the whole tense thing is trouble.
She can't follow. Yeah.
She knows...
Now she knows it's a sister's boyfriend.
Right.
But didn't know it at the time.
That's right. That's what stupid is. Patty?
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't know at the time it was your sister's boyfriend.
Yeah.
That sounded more tentative than when I asked her.
Yeah? Yeah. Yes, you did?
The day after he met me, he dumped her.
When you met him and when he asked you out, did you know it was your sister's boyfriend?
Oh, no.
All right.
Okay.
Glad that took 20 minutes.
All right. And then the next day, she went, hey, that guy you're hanging around with, that was my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
all right. And now you're thinking, gee, maybe I shouldn't see this guy because he's been such a dick to my sister, right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't. That's right.
All right. And how long ago did this happen?
Like 4 days ago.
4 days. And have you seen him since?
Yeah.
You, how old is he?
He's 17.
17. And you went out with him?
Uh-huh.
Are you in Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State.
And okay. And what? How was the date with him? Did you get along with him?
Yeah.
You like him?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so you're just going to continue to go out with him.
He's an idiot.
Hey, he's an idiot, what are we going to do?
What if your sister had a boyfriend, you found out that you were seeing her ex-boyfriend, who had just, this happened, didn't it?
Well, growing up, me and my sister were fighting a lot over everything.
Did this happen?
Clothes. At one point.
And would you consider continue seeing a guy like this?
No.
No, you wouldn't go that far. Even though you were fighting with it.
I hated my sister.
Even though you wanted, even wanting to get back at her, you wouldn't go.
No, not something like that.
Yeah. She, you would do it, though, Victoria. Yeah. I know you're very canny, very petty that way. Yes. Kitty's got claws. Hey, Patty?
Yeah?
Okay, sounds like you're just going to go out with the guy, so just go ahead.
I'm feeling really bad about it because me and my sister get along, like, really well.
Good. That's a much more important relationship than this a-hole. Get rid of this guy.
Okay.
He's
He's just not being even sort of ethical.
Did he have sex with your sister?
Actually, I don't know.
Did he have sex with you?
Uh-uh.
All right.
I'm still a virgin.
Great.
All right.
Keep it that way.
All right. We'll find a new guy.
Don't do it the way they do it in Sweden.
No, wait.
That's not nine. It's nine, like 10, 10, 11. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, Mike?
Yeah?
They're very progressive over there. You're 22. What's up?
Well, I just got a piercing here recently in my tongue, and I had a friend telling me that she knew of somebody that had a tongue piercing, and it led to brain damage.
You're gay.
Please.
How would that work? What is it she's referring to?
I have no idea.
All right, the only brain problem I've ever read about or heard of from tongue piercing is abscess that forms there on the base of the tongue and actually erodes into the brain. That has happened and been reported. But if you do not have a complication from the tongue piercing, if it heals normally, there should be no problem.
Because, see, I've had it for 6 months, and I haven't.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. But it's brain abscess, I think they're referring to.
Oh, much oral there, sex? Maybe
brain
we'll
abscess, not oral
you like, you
sex.
Like a guy abscess. With a tongue piercing?
I never had one.
Never been with a guy that had a tongue piercing?
Exactly.
And you don't have any weird piercings yourself either, do you?
No.
Good.
I used to with the temporary ones.
Temporary tongue one? Oh,
the
no.
Tongue.
Temporary what? Cheek one? Clamp on? Nipple. Yes. Yes. No. With the chain going in between them?
I just say I use temporarily, but I don't like to pierce
Nice. Nipple clamp. I think those are called clamps. I think they're called temporary piercings.
Oh.
The clamps.
I don't know what they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to take what I do is instead of doing the nipple to nipple clamp, I use a big woodworking bar clamp and squash the boobs together.
Oh, nice.
That's
clamp?
My move.
Oh,
yeah, I use it for dowling face frames when I'm doing face frame work, doing canvas. Yeah. I use a bar clamp on that. I'd go from the right to the left and just mash them both together. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice tight fit for me in between there. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
I'm beginning to.
Yeah.
An image is emerging.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to talk to John over here. He's a 370-pound man. Right. John?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're 18?
Yeah.
You're 370 pounds?
Yep.
You're fat.
Drew, please.
I know.
And have you tried to lose weight?
Plenty of times.
All right. Not working, huh?
Not at all.
Are your parents big?
Yeah.
So
the whole family is.
Whole family's big.
Do you also have a trauma history or anything where you might be sort of using food?
I like to use food to really stress, but I never had no trauma or nothing.
All right.
Well, Victoria Selfstead is here. She's a beautiful, tall drink of slender water. What is your secret?
My secret? I make
Snickers
lots
bars.
Of love,
yeah.
And I dance a lot.
See,
and
I told you, hot people
I
are just hot.
I eat everything. I do everything in moderation when it comes to food
and
drinking.
But you eat everything, right?
Yeah, but moderation. You got to just know, have a little bite of everything.
See, this is my theory.
But you know, it's
hot
you know, it's in
hot.
Your genes, though.
That's
you can't
right.
Help, but,
that's
you know.
Right. I was just kidding.
No, but you're funny.
Sorry, baby doll. I just mean, oh, baby.
No, I don't think she's following the point.
No, what I'm saying is, and what I've been saying on the show, is people have a certain cut. They just, you're a certain height, you have a certain shape.
It's called jeans.
And it's called jeans, and that is it.
That's it.
And you could ruin it if a ton of heroin and a ton of fat burgers, and eventually, with a ton of work, you could throw yourself out of whack.
You can burn out.
But your exercise is, you know, not eating too many fat burgers and doing some dancing up at the Playboy Mansion, right?
Right.
Yeah.
John, on the other hand, has restricted his calories to 4 calories a day.
Right.
And runs 600 miles a week.
Right.
And he wastes his
everything. But here's the beauty is society labels him as lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Get it together. What are you, slob? Come on, have some pride. You got any respect for yourself?
Or just get those Cindy Crawford videos or Jake.
No, those videos are good for beating off.
That's a workout.
Yeah. There's some calories.
Start.
Yeah. So, John, you've been trying, and it's not been working, and now you want to look at a little stomach bypass?
Yeah, I think it's the only option I've left.
I think it's a great idea.
You do?
Yeah.
He's 18, though. He's
risky.
They're starting to do it on teenagers now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just, you got a bad hand dealt.
Yes, it is risky. Absolutely. It is a surgery, and it's a big surgery. Lots of complications, hernias, infection, anesthesia complications, chronic diarrhea, and all kinds of lovely stuff. However,
there are more risks of not doing something with your obesity.
Well, what would a doctor say if an 18-year-old guy like John came in? Like, here's what I mean. When they do a sex change operation,
they have to live.
Yeah, you can't just walk in and get your door cut off.
Yeah.
Now, you have to live as a woman for a year and undergo some psychiatric evaluating before they decide you're sane enough to have your door cut off. My thing is if an 18-year-old guy comes in and says, I want this, wouldn't the guy say, I'm going to send you to a dietitian, I want to see what goes on for a couple months?
I'm sure it depends on the center. Obviously, a conservative and wise way to approach it would be, hey, we're going to send you to a trainer, we're going to give you a dietitian, we're going to give it an 8-month trial and see what you can do. But the reality is, by the time people are thinking about coming under the knife, they've done a lot of that. And I suppose some surgeons might want some documentation of what they've been through.
Yeah, but how do they really
know? Here's the bottom line. A lot of these guys that do the surgery are convinced that the surgery is the only thing that's going to help them anyway.
Right.
And so...
All right, would insurance cover this?
Many times.
All right, John?
Yeah.
Cut away?
All right.
All right there, buddy boy. But only if you legitimately did do the dieting and did do the exercise and that stuff didn't work.
Genuine attempt.
Can I ask you one last thing?
Yeah.
Adam, you're God, dude.
Thank you. You hear that? Victoria, you hear that? God.
God.
No.
God.
That's right. Not that pagan God you worship over there in Sweden. A real God.
Was that a question, John?
I like the American God.
Thanks, John.
That was a question.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well, it's a little more of a statement. Let me tell you this great idea I had today.
Yeah?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You know, I'm constantly thinking of ways to use animals to make our human lives better.
The crotch-sniffing dog.
I came with the venereal-sniffing crotch dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll explain that to you in the parking lot after the show. But here's my new idea.
Yeah.
You know, we use dogs to sniff out drugs and bombs at the airport, and police use dogs and stuff like that. But I was thinking... Dogs are fine, but you know what's really better than dogs? Crows. These are mean animals, crows.
Oh, yeah, ravens. They're like ravens.
Yeah, they're hostile, horrible, horrible animals. And they're smart. Somebody told me they're number two in weight to brain size.
Really?
Yeah. Evidently, we're number one.
Yeah.
Number two is the crafty crow.
Shrewd crow.
They're mean-spirited. They're kind of stealthy. They're black. Yeah. They're maneuverable. And they hate everything.
Yeah.
They really do. I see them. They fly over my house. A blue jay goes flying by, and there's 10 crows all chasing it. They have, like, airspace. And they F with everything.
Except
like,
mockingbirds screw with the crows all the time. You ever notice that?
No.
All right, go ahead.
I'm on a roll here.
All right, go ahead. I won't bother.
Here's my point. We can train pigeons, which got to be a ton dumber than crows, to be like homing pigeons and all that, messenger pigeons. And there's falconry and everything. I would like the crows to start being used by the police force. Now, here's what I'm saying.
Big troops of them, yeah.
There's like a hostage situation, so standoff.
Yeah.
There's this guy was out in Washington or wherever he was. He pulled his tractor into a fountain, and he sat there for 2 days.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what get him out of there. My crows.
Yep.
My attack crows would get him out of there. And I don't care if a guy's got a shotgun or a handgun or what he's got. A bunch of crows start flying at you, run.
Yeah.
You throw your gun down and run.
It'd be like a swarm of bees.
Yeah, and so what? One of the crows gets shot. Now, I can't train bees.
Oh, okay.
I can't train bees, but that could be next. But I have the crows do my bidding.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Mm. Police crows. They do surveillance. Mm. No one's going to bother.
Like call them Adam's Pecker Brigade.
Drug deal going down in the park. No one looks up and goes, well, whatever that crow thinks.
Yeah.
Surveillance, crows falling. They fly 40 miles an hour. They can fly as the crow flies. You see what I'm saying?
Oh my
they don't
God.
Have to take streets. They don't get stopped at signals.
Are you saying they can take the route that the...
As the crow flies? Can take the route of the crow as the crow flies.
Wow.
And they're mean and they're maneuverable and they don't eat much and they don't talk back.
To the tune of what would it cost to get a crow to...
Pennies!
Oh.
As opposed to what it costs to train dogs and new officers, I say we start a evil crow battalion.
Yeah.
People would be giving up left and right. I mean, you're sitting there, you got a hostage, you're holding somebody, all of a sudden a bunch of crows start flying at you, you're out, you're running. And like I said... Once in a while, a crow gets shot. Who cares? It's a crow. We hate crows.
It's an evil crow.
Crows are all evil. I never met a nice crow. This is a great idea. I hope someone in law enforcement is listening to my crow battalion.
And there's got to be much more use for as the crows fly. I mean, everyone's always wanting that.
This is just the beginning of my use for crows. It's time that we start harnessing this crow power.
I'm with you. I've rarely had an idea that I've been this excited about.
The military uses dolphins and sea lions. Huh. Let's start using crows. So
why don't you start training one?
I'm starting tonight.
All right.
I'm starting tonight. Absolutely. And they're all over the place. We got enough of them.
Am I right? They seem to be like proliferating in this part of the country. Were there crows when you were growing up?
I'm sorry to disagree with you. Yes, there were, but there are more now, and they're bigger and they're meaner. I think they've been eating a lot of McDonald's food or something, and the hormones got to them, made them into super crows.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're smart. They're crafty. They're wily. That's even smarter than crafty. You understand? Mm. And they're mean. They're just the temperament you want to chase the bad guys. Mm. All right, now you're into me, right?
Now I'm yours. This guy's got it going on.
Here's the thought bubble over Victoria's head. Jesus Christ, I should love top of the hour. I got to get out of here.
All right, let's have a...
Did it look like I was falling asleep?
Yeah.
Let's have a quick look at that thong back tan line, and then we'll let you out of here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just a quick glance.
There's too many people back there.
They're not looking.
Can we close the curtain?
There it goes. It's closed.
It's closed,
It's one-way glass. They can't see this way. Yeah.
Well, you're too far away.
All right. Well, let me just stand up a little bit. Let's see what you got here.
Okay.
Well, now I'm not seeing any line, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm just seeing him.
Well, no, I can't. There's too many people.
Well, now you can just show me a little hip there.
Pretend like you're seeing it.
What's that?
Pretend like you're seeing it.
No, I'm not going to. I can't pretend like I'm seeing it. Come on.
This
crow idea is going to revolutionize law enforcement, and
just
I can't.
Pretend like I just.
I can't see a little thong side. All right, just a little.
Leave her alone.
All right.
He wants to be Howard Stern, you know? Come sit in my lap.
Black panties, so I noticed. Thong back, right?
Thong.
Nice.
Thong.
Yeah? Prove it.
Maybe you saw it.
I saw a little hit.
What do you want?
A
BJ?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I think it was you,
a BJ?
Yeah, that was
you.
All right, let's take a little break.
Yeah.
Victoria's out of here.
So out of here, guys.
You want
I had fun,
BJ?
Though.
Did you have a good time?
Yes.
All right, you're going to come back soon?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
It took her 7 years this time.
Yeah.
Boat trip, everybody.
Check
coming
it out.
Coming out this Friday, and we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Victoria Silvstedt has left the building. You know, maybe my tech crows could, maybe the first mission would be my ants. I got ants.
Oh, ants. Ooh.
Yeah. I like them to go after family as well. That's a good suggestion.
But, you know, using animals, you just thought of another idea. Why not just get an ant eater in your house? An aardvark. Smaller.
Seems impractical, Drew.
Aardvarks.
Seems impractical. I have a serious ant problem, Drew. I'd appreciate it if you took it seriously.
I am, listen, I've got the same problem, and all of a sudden I'm thinking...
You have an aardvark?
I'm thinking
I'd like
to get one.
No, you don't have an aardvark. Is there any other animals that eat ants? My ants are going nuts. They're frenzied. They're crazed. It's like an earthquake's coming or something.
Was tonight an especially weird energy night?
Everything is weird because there's a full moon, and... You know, maybe, you know, we just attacked Iraq, and I'm driving, and the streets are, like, crowded and congested.
In a weird...
And people are driving
strangely,
like they're out of it. Like, I'm trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
How come everyone I'm behind isn't trying to get anywhere?
Ever.
Everyone I get behind on the road is out taking a breather. Like, they got into it with the old lady, and they said, I'm going! And they were like, where do you think you're going? Out! And now they just sort of meander around. Like, where the F are you idiots going? Shouldn't you be going somewhere if you're in your goddamn car?
Yeah.
I get behind people that are sort of, one eye's on the road, the other's looking up at the full moon, and they're going 16 miles an hour slower than the speed limit, and everyone's sort of congested, but everyone's in a trance. It's like no one seems to care. I'm doing my usual, which is honking through people. I'm honking at the guy who should be honking at the guy who should be honking at the guy who's not turning right.
We had a Little League game tonight, and the kids played, before they even knew there was an attack, the kids played strangely. There were strange injuries. There were strange emotions from the coaches. It was a weird night.
Yeah, there's a strange
energy.
Sort of energy and rhythm that's going on out here, and I don't know if it's permeating the country or it's just out here in Southern California. But my ants are going nuts. My crows, I haven't spoken to them in a while.
If we had crows, we'd feel much more secure.
Homeland defense. The crows. Chase. You know what, Anna? Here's what I do. chase them to go after turbans. Anybody in a turban, the crow dive bombs. I train them that the turban, that's like a bullseye. You go after that turban. That's a mother load there.
Yeah.
You understand?
I'm not sure turbans are what you want, but okay.
Well, okay, combination, beard and turban. You go after that. And if guys carrying a suitcase, you see a beard and a turban, boom,
how about,
dive bomb.
How about the tune to verbal cues? No, cannot have.
Yeah. That would attack everybody who owned a Middle Eastern restaurant in Southern California, Drew.
No,
we couldn't do that.
No, cannot have. Try this beverage. It's goat-based. No, cannot have. No, cannot have. No, cannot have. No, 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 you cannot have. No, no mixing. No, cannot have. Read menu. No, no, get fired. No.
Yeah. That's anyone who hasn't sampled any delightful Middle Eastern cuisine out here in Southern California could look forward to that.
When you ask for a special order.
Yeah, give me a half chicken shawarma, half lamb shawarma. No! And this is a woman. This is a 16-year-old woman.
16-year-old?
Yeah. No, cannot have!
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. Really? They're the same price. They're both $7.99. I'm not asking for more of the chicken or more of the beef. Just give me a 50-50. No!
Hold the baklava. But then you got a big fight about that with them?
Well, that's the famous, that's the best one, which is, I went to go get a falafel. I'm a fan of the Middle Eastern food.
Yeah,
I just wish they could staff it with another nationality. Go ahead and get the Mexicans in there. They know how to serve up the food without the attitude. I ordered a pita, and the guy took the pita was like $3.99, and I ordered it and then reached in my wallet and realized I didn't have any cash, but gladly they took credit cards. So I said, I got this credit card. What's your credit card minimum? And he was like, $10. No, $10. And I said, I'm a high roller. Pita's $3.99. And just charge me $10 for it. No. It's like, no, you misunderstand. I'm not telling you to charge me $3.99 on the credit card. I'm telling you, just go ahead and charge a full $10. Just give me the falafel. No! So now the woman next to me goes, get some baklava. Pat it out. Pat it out with the baklava. You get $6 worth of baklava.
How about just ordering four falafel and eating one?
I probably could have done that too, but now I was having a little standoff with the guy. Yeah. I said, wait a minute. You telling me you're not going to charge me $10 for the $3.99? He's like, no, next! And I'm like, all right, screw you then. So I didn't order it. I left. Yeah. Yeah, it's delightful people. Delightful. I don't know. Maybe the people are good. Maybe it's the ones that go into the restaurant business are evil. I'm not sure. It's a cultural thing. I'm sure everything's good. All right, let's keep the bombing going now, okay? All right, ready to move on here, Drew?
Yes, I am.
Let's speak to Sarah, who's 16. Sarah?
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, I just want to tell you that crows are like the number 8 smartest bird.
Eighth smartest bird.
What's the
like,
smartest bird?
Actually, out of everything. I was watching the Discovery Channel or like something like that, and that's what they said.
Out of all animals?
Yeah, like all of like pigs, dolphins, and like monkeys, all of them.
Yeah. That's my argument for crows.
I know.
There's a lot of animals. There's like 30 animals, and crows coming in number 8 is pretty good.
It is.
Yeah.
They stop in front of cars and drop nuts so the cars will run over them and then they can eat them.
That's the just nuts. The kind of brain power I'm going to use against a criminal force here in Los Angeles and a possible terrorist.
Exactly. That's way to go.
I know. You know, they're always, and people are always talking about how smart rats are and how smart pigs are and all this kind of stuff. The lowly crow does not get its due.
Yeah.
I think they're so smart people are afraid of them.
They're smart
that
and
they'll
mean.
They'll turn on. We'll train them and then they'll use their forces for evil.
If they had thumbs, exactly. they'd take over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
else?
And they can also like fish and stuff.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I got a whole respect thing going for those crows.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to tell you that you're like the king of analogies. Like so good.
Thanks, baby.
So good.
Do you have an analogy for how good I am at analogies?
I'm not that advanced. You have to teach me.
All right, but I'm glad you support my crow theory.
Oh, yeah, all the way.
All right. No, for those of you who are tuning in late, I want to train crows to get into law enforcement like we do German shepherds.
No smoked nuts.
Victoria? Yeah, that was a deal breaker. Victoria Self said didn't like smoked almonds, which I announced last week were one of life's greatest pleasures.
Absolutely.
Nothing better in the nut family, for sure. Yeah?
Maybe they kicked her out of Sweden.
For not liking smoked products?
Yeah.
I think they may run you out. All right, where are we going here, Drew?
Jules.
We got a little clock problem going on here.
How's
Drew,
that?
Did you notice that?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's out.
We got a whole board out here.
What's it say?
All nothing.
Right. And we got a flashing light in here. I don't know what
yeah, that's
what blank. We're blank.
Uh-oh. Who's a terrorist?
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on.
Jules?
Hi.
You're 16?
Uh-huh.
What's up, baby doll?
My boyfriend, who I've been dating for, like, almost 7 months, he, like, never shows any emotion.
That would make him male.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 18.
Mm-hmm. 18?
Okay. All right.
And, like, I don't know.
That's what testosterone does to the male human.
But
it,
like,
makes him brood and want to be alone and certainly not very expressive.
Is there any way I can make him expressive? Because, like, I'm really, really open. Like, I'm really in tune with how I feel, and I'm open with, like, how I feel, especially with him. And he's
well, here's the question, I guess, I have for the ladies, which is, instead of trying to sort of coax this performance out of him, can you just realize that this is the way he is, but he loves you? And
or maybe this isn't what you need in a relationship, and maybe a different guy would be more appropriate.
Maybe.
Lots of expressive gay men out there be more than willing to date you.
What do you give us an example of what you mean by his being closed out.
Like, oh, God, now I'm trying to think of a good one. I guess, like, I'll be like, you know, you hurt my feelings. Or, like, I'll try and talk to him about something.
Like what?
Like, the other day we were at school and he was, like, making fun of me in front of my friends. And I was like...
About what?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even remember. It wasn't even important. But I was just like, that was really embarrassing.
It's probably about not being able to come up with examples.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, that really embarrassed me. And he was like... He just got really annoyed with me and was like, Jules, don't go into this whole thing about talking to me about all this stuff. You know, I don't like to talk about stuff, da da da. And he, like, got really, like, upset about how he didn't want to talk about it.
Hold on a second. You see, Drew, when I'm talking about my crow army,
yeah,
and the horrible falafel merchants in this town, show's moving right along.
Yeah.
Then we make the mistake of going to the phones.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the first thing that strikes me, though, is how open and expressive Jules is.
Yeah. Jules is having difficulty explaining what this guy isn't explaining. But, okay, look, here's what you can do. If you want him to be a certain way and you think that way is reasonable and he will not be that way, then you can break up with
him. That's right. It may not be more than him not being expressive. It may be just that you guys aren't sort of working, clicking.
Okay.
You maybe want him to be some way and something and some feeling different than he is. And that may not be him.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Maybe
Thank
this
you.
Is over. All right, baby doll.
Bye.
Good times. I don't know what she thought of that. Maybe it seemed too easy or something, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Good times. Brittany?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, like, when I was, like, 5, my cousin, he, like, raped me.
How old was he?
Right now, I'm 13 and he's, I think he's 15 now.
So he was 7 and you were 5?
Yeah.
And he had intercourse with you at 7?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Weird. I don't know if I put that down as rape exactly.
Well,
it's something.
Yeah, that's part of my question was.
It's pure sexual abuse.
Right. My crows could have stopped this, by the
Perhaps.
Way.
Perhaps. That's another job for them.
Well, if it was outside.
What's
yeah.
your question?
Well, my question was, like, if it was rape, I mean, like, I was thinking about, like, therapy and everything.
Yes, it would be good for you.
And, I mean, would it be too late for me to do something about it?
No, but you're just right on schedule.
What do you mean to do something about it?
Well, I mean, like...
It's going to screw with your sexual identity. You're going to start...
I want to know what she means to... Drew, let me ask her. Ask her what you mean do something about it, and you answer for her. What do you mean do something about it?
I mean, like, tell people. I mean, like, if I told my parents... Like, I haven't told anybody about it because I'm afraid how they'll react.
Right.
And so, I mean, well, they just like, well, it's too late now. Or,
well, I mean, do you want to bring him to some justice, or is it just opening up to people?
Just opening up.
All right. Well, that's not going to hurt anything.
It's not too late. The effects of that can be healed.
Did this happen just one time?
No, it happened twice.
Two times, but in the same sort of time period.
Yeah.
Are you confused about your sexual identity?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, if you, really, you want,
see, and I'm like, I tried, like, I never told my parents or anybody, but I tried to tell, like, I tried to ask my parents, like, I was suggesting that, you know, maybe I should get some therapy, and they were like, you don't need therapy. And then I tried to ask my counselor at school, because, like, I'm in the eighth grade, so I tried to ask my counselor at school if maybe, like, we can do a session or something, and she, like, laughed at me.
It's because she's probably not a therapist.
Yeah, and she's probably not used to people, you know, people coming up to her and asking her who they should take
and
for
by the
English
way,
lit.
Yeah, a session is useless. You're going to need a relationship over a long period of time.
All right, so Brittany, here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
You're smart. Your instincts are good. You want to get some help. That's fine. This is a bad thing that happened to you, but not nearly as bad as a lot of stuff we hear about on this show.
Well, yeah, I have like a lot of problems. That's one of them.
What else you got going?
Well, like, when I was, like, I have a really bad childhood.
Okay.
When I was little, my grandma, because I'm from a multiracial family, and my dad is black and my mom's Mexican. And so, like, my grandma was really mean to me when I was a kid. She, like, called me a nigger when I was, like, four. And
the Mexican, like, grandma?
Huh?
The Mexican grandma?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, that could just been a term of endearment.
Well, and then my dad, he was a heroin addict, so he was never around.
Oh, big whoop.
Well, so there we go. All right.
All right, so plenty of stuff to talk about
in
there,
therapy.
Brittany.
Yeah.
Plenty of stuff.
Very
but look,
much.
You're 13. You're smart. You're talking about this. Your instincts are good. You want to seek some help. You're going to be fine, okay?
Not if she doesn't get some help.
Right. But I know she's going to be fine because her instincts are to get some help.
All right.
And she's trying to discuss it with counselors and so forth. All right? So, Brittany.
Yes.
You're smarter than your screwball family. You understand me?
Yeah.
Look at you as an alien that came out of your mom. You have nothing to do with her. It's fine. Same thing happened to me. Drew punches the mic. So, you need to get some therapy and take care of yourself. And don't act out. You're going to have instincts to act out, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right. She'll be fine. This is what happens when you grow up in these horrible families. You're 13. You sound like you're 28. Sound like you're talking to a 13-year-old? I mean, they've seen everything. They've done everything. They're all about heroin and abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse. It's great.
Beautiful.
Great. That's just, parents, just start killing yourselves. Have some dignity. Or go over to Iraq and volunteer as a human shield. Here's my plan. Instead of sending Janine Garofalo, well, she can go. But instead of some of these celebrities you want to go over there, Sean Penn and guys like this, I'd like to give myself a little list of human shields I'd like to send over there. Let's pack all these horrible parents together, all these junkies and all these abusers. Let's just get a whole, just start packing C-130s full of human shields and just bringing them over there. Then we'll clean up. We'll do a little weed and seed program over here. And Iraq can get their human shields. Fantastic. And by the way, is shield quite the right word?
Human fodder?
Well, yeah. What I'm saying is they're more like shrapnel.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a bunker buster coming at you. Shield guy lunges at you with a spear. You put the shield ahead, that protects you. I don't think B actors going around a nuclear facility is going to stop the bunker buster. Do you, Drew?
No.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, buddy. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. All right. So the clock is out here in the studio. We do have the clock that's on top of the satellite dish over there. That's probably not quite accurate.
You got this one right here.
Oh, we do got that one.
And that is about a minute slow.
Right? The one that's on the screen.
Yeah.
All right. And there's a red siren that's going off in the in the booth. We're not sure why. Megan?
Yes.
Hey, you're 19. What's up?
I just had a question about masturbation.
You live in Laguna Beach?
I do.
I sort of grew up in that town.
Did you?
Whereabouts you live?
Bluebird Park. Are you familiar with that area?
Yeah, yeah. That's where you had the big mudslide about 20 years ago.
Oh, that
yeah,
thing?
And the forest, the fire.
And the fire came over the hill there. Yeah, it came over the top there.
There. Is nice. That where they're building that golf life. Course?
No, that's way down
that's
in Newport.
Further south?
Yeah.
All right.
North.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
Oh, I thought that was further south.
Oh, which golf course are you talking about?
Oh, whatever. All right, there, Megan, what's up?
I just wanted the straight answer because I don't really trust anybody. Just with masturbation, I stopped having sex about 2.5 years ago.
How come?
Because I was sleeping with people I didn't know.
Ooh. What's up? What happened?
I just think it was low self-esteem and I was really young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it is one of the interesting correlates of God's great jokes on humanity, one of his many, is girls with low self-esteem have lots of sex, and right. guys with high self-esteem have lots of sex.
Right. And that's how they get their self-esteem oftentimes, as guys, and it's oftentimes how their self-esteem is eroded, too,
by girls.
As girls. Yeah. All right, Megan, so you decided to stop having sex. Now you have a masturbation question.
Yeah, I would say that I masturbate, I guess, about like 4 to 6 times a week, but I'll masturbate only about 2 days out of the week, and then I can go about 4 days without it, and then I do it again. But when I start masturbating, then I do it like 3 times that day.
This is Megan the guy? No. Okay.
Sorry?
No.
Oh.
All right, you squeeze off 3, but you only sit down to masturbate a couple times a week.
Right.
All right, so what's your question?
Is that normal?
Yes.
That's fine. It's normal for you.
Normal for you. A lot of women don't do that, but it's fine. It's absolutely normal. There's a much greater range of what women will do. And for you, that's fine.
Use any toys?
Yes, sometimes, but I don't enjoy it as much as just doing it myself.
Yeah? Using the tub?
Yes, that is a wonderful tool.
Yeah. Is that your normal MO?
My favorite.
Your favorite. But if you're getting 3 off, that's a lot of trips to the tub.
Well, then it would be 1 in the tub, and then I'll read a dirty magazine.
Uh-huh. Not look at, read.
Read.
Is that interesting?
the stories to keep my mind focused.
No, it's not. It's because it's how different between men and women are.
Oh, my God.
Women read stories. Men look at pictures.
And you know the great thing about women is it doesn't matter if these stories are completely fictional.
Yeah.
It's just erotic words strung together. That means nothing to me. Zero. Never, you know. Once in a while, you read the caption. You know what I mean? Ron Jeremy, manages a sizable gut and a sizable tool as he gives Minka another shot of his mushu pork. You know, I love. They get real racial on these things too. It's always great.
Number one.
Yeah, yeah. I like that kind of stuff. It's actually pretty decent writing. Better than the guys we had at the man show.
Not really.
Holly?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Actually, me and my boyfriend, right in the middle of us having sex, he tends to yell things about his mother.
His mother, or he's calling you mommy?
Well, it's about his mom. He will yell his mom's name, like, out of nowhere.
Mommy?
That is weird.
Huh? No.
It's not weird?
Nah, I don't know. I think it's bogus. I think it's bogus.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of weird. It freaks me out.
What's he say about it?
He just doesn't really think it's a big deal, but at first I thought it was a joke, and now he's just like...
What's his mom's name?
Cheryl. All
right.
Nothing funny about that, if it was a punchline.
I believe it. All right, he's just yelling Cheryl out in the middle of intercourse with you?
Yeah.
And you confront him, and he's like, whatever.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, he just kind of avoids the subject.
Yeah, well, it's weird, that's why.
Yeah, I know.
How old is he?
18.
And he does this every time?
Not every time, but probably 2 out of 3 times.
Huh. Mike Crows could get him to stop.
Pick his eyes sitting up, probably.
Sitting up on the foot of the bed, you know? Whenever he yelled out a different name other than Holly, Crows... They siege him. All right. Hey, Holly?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the answer to this is. This guy seems...
We've never heard this one, interestingly.
No. This guy seems very strange.
Yeah.
Is he a strange guy generally?
Huh?
Is he a strange guy generally?
No.
Does he talk about his mom outside the bedroom?
No. Not really.
All right.
He needs to... Listen. Yeah. It's so distracting and so peculiar. He owes you an explanation. Even just what are you experiencing? I can't keep having sex if you're having this strange reaction, unless I understand what's going on here.
Yes, you deem it as strange. We deem it strange, and you would like an answer.
Yes, that's it. Period.
Even if the answer is, I don't know what comes over me.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
but
it's bizarre to me too.
At least an attempt at an answer, Lindsay.
Hi.
You're 20?
Yes, I just turned 20.
What's up?
Well, maybe I ought to give you a little bit of background first.
We have 1 minute. We have 1 minute. All right, and your question?
Well, I just had a baby. It's almost 4 months old. And before I got pregnant, or actually while I was pregnant too, my husband and I had a very actual life.
30 seconds.
And I don't know, he's calling me on the other line right now, but we had a very active sex life, and now that I've had the baby, I tried to make an extra effort to, like, things up and, like, dress up for him and, you know, do all the kinds of sexy things that you would assume that men like.
Yeah.
And it's just like he's not as into it anymore, and I don't know.
All right, well, you wasted three-quarters of your call with your long, drawn-out explanation. Yeah. And then, ironically, my explanation of your explanation after that. So that was a horrible strategic move for you, Lindsay. I don't know what the guy's deal is.
We have to know more. We don't have time to interview right now.
There you go.
You squandered it.
Thank you. Well, there's the show, everybody. I want to thank Victoria Silvstedt for coming in here tonight.
Where'd that Stuff magazine go?
I stuffed it in my ass.
That's what I thought.
No, it's right here.
Oh, here we go.
You want that?
No, I'm just figured you were taking it with you.
Nah, it's all yours, buddy. It's got words in it. You know, I don't like those.
Well, you have to read those things when you masturbate.
I look at words as a four-letter word.
Mm.
Wait a minute. Word is a four-letter word,
ooh,
isn't
interesting.
It? Yeah. All right. Take a little break. So, until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
IKEA is very Swedish, yeah.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.